Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 2, Navigating the Future of Trucking with me, your host, Jerry Banks. We had an amazing episode yesterday, and so I'm so glad that you are back today. We have a lot to cover. There's a lot going on in our trucking industry. And so on this show, we talk about the future tech, autonomous trucks, traditional truck driving jobs, and I highlight jobs in autonomy, jobs that are in either automation or on the autonomous trucking sector, just so that you know what is out there. This will be able to allow you to take your current skills and combine them with new skills that you learn and be a game changer for somebody's company. Now, in today's show, like I said, we have a lot. I'm going to jam pack a lot in an hour, okay? So we have a lot to talk about. But the first thing I'm going to talk about is ongoing developments and potential future deployments of autonomous vehicles in the trucking industry. I'm going to talk about a recent earnings report that was released by J.B. Hunt and what that means for their trucking company, other trucking companies, as well as you as the driver. Because whenever a company releases their earning reports, and whether it's good or bad, it means good things or bad things, not necessarily bad, but, you know, things that you need to be aware of on your end as a driver. I'll be sharing a traditional truck driving job in a market that never gets slow, and I'm going to tell you why. And then a job, again, in the autonomous trucking sector. We talked about a job yesterday in the autonomous trucking sector, and I have a new company that it's hiring, and they're looking for someone to fill a role on the autonomous trucking side. This job is open right now, and I'm going to talk about the skills that you need to be able to apply for this position. And then lastly, we got to learn something, okay? We got to learn something. And so I'm going to ask you two questions. And these are going to be two questions that should change your thought process when you're looking for a new company to work for in trucking. So again, this is episode 2 of Navigating the Future of Trucking. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. I have my friends with me. Hello on TT TikTok. And we're also live on LinkedIn. Make sure if you have not started following me, make sure you follow me. We are here every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with news, information, and education learnings that you could use in the trucking and transportation industry. I'm Jerry Banks. Our agency focuses on driver recruitment and driver education. We focus on helping drivers and preparing them for the future of trucking and transportation as autonomous vehicles and automation enters the industry. Our goal is to ensure that you are equipped with the skills that you need to be successful in this new way of life. So make sure you connect with me across all of my platforms, Jerry Banks, Autonomous Trucking. I look forward to connecting with you.
All right, before we get started and get into the show, I want to share a disclaimer. And so this disclaimer is in regards to the information provided in this podcast. It is sourced from company announcements, news articles, and other relevant resources. The opinions and views expressed are solely those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of any agency, organization, employer, or company. Any content provided by our hosts is of their opinion and is not intended to malign our religion or ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything. That is the disclaimer for the show. All right, so let's get right into it. Our very first topic that we're going to be talking about, it is through a news article. And this news article talks about the current state of autonomous trucking. And so it's brought to us by Fleet Maintenance. Let me go ahead and pull it up here so that you can take a look at it. So thank you, Fleet Maintenance, for this information. They are highlighting the Torque Robotics trucks. Torque Robotics, that'll be one of the autonomous companies that we spotlight. The Torque Robotics is based out of Arizona. And so we'll talk about them and do a deep dive and spotlight their particular company. But this article was released on March the 27th, but it really gives a detailed, in-depth look at what autonomy is looking like and the state of autonomy in the trucking industry. So overall, what they're saying is exactly what I said yesterday. Autonomous and the AV rollout, it's going to be a slow walk. That was my words. That was my descriptions. They say a little bit different. They say it will be gradual. It will be without a specific switch on date. So you're not going to wake up one morning and autonomous trucks are just going to be like, turn them on. They're right there. They're all over the United States. No, it's just going to be a gradual switch over, a gradual rollout. So they're going to be still doing testing. They're still going to be doing real world deployment. Full adoption will not happen right away. It will not happen immediately. So let's talk about some current developments and partnerships. This again is spotlighted in the article, Current Developments and Partnerships. So these developments, let's see. So first, of course, we have Kodiak Robotics. That's who I spotlighted yesterday. If you didn't catch yesterday's show, make sure you go back, look in the lives and catch yesterday's show. I did a deep dive on this company, but they introduced their driverless ready truck and they are initiating autonomous deliveries between Dallas and Oklahoma City. And I've highlighted that, I've highlighted that run between Dallas and Oklahoma City across my platforms. That run is actually through in partnership with Martin Brower. Martin Brower is, if you don't know who Martin Brower is, Martin Brower delivers for fast food companies. So like your potatoes from McDonald's, your french fries from McDonald's, your waffle fries from Chick-fil-A, all of those things. Martin Brower delivers a lot of fast food. And so they've partnered with Kodiak Robotics to move freight and goods between Oklahoma City and Dallas, Texas. And so that is a significant partnership because it's a big deal. It's a big deal for because you look, your fries and your waffle fries and your chicken nuggets, they may be going and being delivered on the long haul portion, not like to store and things like that. They're not delivering, you know, directly to the stores. The drivers are actually doing those locals. So it's a combination. They're using it as a combination between the long haul and the last mile. So that long haul portion is right now being delivered in autonomously for this particular route. Now there is plans to operate autonomously without a driver on that particular portion. Right now they have a driver in there, but long-term their goal is to remove that driver and operate autonomously, giving the driver that more regional aspect, that more local aspect of the delivery. Another partnership that has formed is Aurora Innovation. Aurora is another company that we will spotlight in the future. So make sure if you're not subscribed and you're not tapped in and connected with me, make sure you connect with me so you can learn about all of these companies because you need to know about them. It's very important. Aurora is collaborating with Continental, and Continental is a, they develop tires. And they do a lot of things, software and things of that nature. But they're partnering with them to finalize a level 4 autonomous platform to basically commercialize it and make it be from a large scale perspective. So they're aiming to for production by 2027. The next two you see in the picture is Torc Robotics. Torc Robotics is developing a level 4 autonomous vehicle with Daimler Truck, incorporating their advanced LiDAR technology. And that is a long-term gradual process. I believe Torc Robotics is they actually went to a webinar that they hosted a couple weeks ago, maybe about over a month ago. And it was talking about their safety case that they're building and what their goal is and how they have an advisor, a Torc Advisory Council. This advisory council advises on safety, advises on delivery, government regulation, works with the government and things like that from a regulatory perspective. So Torc is doing a lot. And I was really impressed with the information provided during the webinar. So, and that was a public webinar. It wasn't just like a webinar, hey, Jerry Banks, come on over to our webinar. No, this is a public webinar that anyone can go to and anyone can attend in an effort to learn, in an effort to be more knowledgeable about what's going on in the industry, about the changes that are occurring. So that's if you have the opportunity, and if I have, you know, find out about any of them, I'm going to share them with you here so that you can be able to attend and you can hear it for yourself. You don't have to hear it from me. And then lastly, Navistar. Navistar is a new one. I haven't done a whole lot of research on them. I guess this is my cue to go learn more about Navistar. The other ones I can sing in my sleep. But Navistar is advancing in integrating level 4 autonomous technology and preparing for commercial pilot programs with customer involvement. So they're working on it sounds like they're on the initial step. So I'll do some research on Navistar, and that will be one of the companies that I highlight for you. Now, challenges and setbacks, because there have, of course, in this growth process, there are going to be some challenges, there are going to be some setbacks, and some companies from a trucking perspective have scaled back. So they're no longer focusing on trucking, they're just focusing on the passenger car side. And so The one that I'm going to talk about here now and that the article mentions is Waymo. So Waymo, W-A-Y-M-O, they've scaled back their trucking autonomous vehicle efforts, and they're doing and focusing on other things like ride hailing. And their ride hail product has been released. And so when I say ride hail, because, you know, who the heck knows what a ride hail is? Ride hail is like Uber. It's like Uber, Uber taxi. And so I'm going to share with you, because I personally had the experience of riding in a self-driving Uber, and it was a Waymo. It was a Waymo Uber. It was a I-Pace Jaguar. I've never even heard of the I-Pace Jaguar. It might be new, right? But this was different. The experience was different. So I'll preface by saying that I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and they have the self-driving Uber cars. They're not an Uber, but it's a self-driving Waymo. Let me just call it what it is. Self-driving Waymo taxi, Waymo robo taxi. So I was in Phoenix, Arizona on business for the aviation side, because I also do business and work with customers on the aviation side as well. And so we were like just hanging out downtown and having dinner. We went to have dinner down there at their little city center area where they have that's where the Phoenix Suns play. I actually went to a game there as well. But so the Phoenix Suns play there. And so we were just in the little downtown area, and I kept seeing the Waymo cars. Now, I already knew Waymo was there because of me doing all of the research and learning more and more about the self-driving technology. So of course, I had to take a ride in a self-driving car. So I'm going to show you, and if you follow me on TikTok, and it's Jerry Banks Autonomous Trucking. It's a pinned video, like, because this is a big deal. I got to ride in a self-driving car. Nobody was driving. I was able to pick my music. And the thing is, so you set it up on your phone, just like an Uber, you can't open the door. You have to unlock the door with your phone. So they're like an unlock feature so that nobody else, I guess, gets in the Uber and gets in the Waymo. Waymo, you have to become a verb. You have to become a verb like Uber or Uber Eats or YouTube or something like that. So go YouTube it. These are all verbs. So once Waymo becomes like the norm, and it will, because I do know that they're in Los Angeles, they're in San Francisco, they're in Phoenix, Arizona, they're in Austin, Texas. I'm in Houston and I plan to get down there very soon. And they are also, they're taking a ride. I just saw they're taking a ride to Atlanta, Georgia. So Atlanta, get ready. They're on the way. So they're just kind of doing some testing and seeing. But let me pull up the TikTok video because I do want you to see this. This is directly from my TikTok. And if you don't follow me on TikTok, make sure you go over there and check it out. What better way
to see the future than to experience it yourself? What better way to see the future than to experience it yourself?
The video is not, the sound is not on, but you should be able to see it.
Waymo self-driving car.
So that's the Jaguar, I-Pace Jaguar. I saw them. It was so prevalent on the streets that I saw one on nearly every corner. This is the I-Pace Jaguar. It's sleek, clean, and look at me getting in the car. I had to open it unlock it with my phone. It required that I buckle up. So like they say, okay, this is just like a regular car. You got to buckle up. The girl that was with me, we could pick our music. She was picking the music on the screen. We were listening to Drake. And look, there's nobody in the car. There's nobody in the car. Nobody's driving the car. It is driving by itself. There were people like taking pictures, and I was like, we're celebrities. At one time, somebody did like swerve into our lane, but the car like corrected and, you know, let them go. And look at me getting out of the car. Phoenix and Austin. So it's already in Austin. And it was a great experience. Right, so it was a great experience. And it was different. I loved it, actually. And I'll do it again. I will do it again. All right, so let me stop here. I just want to recognize some of our viewers on our YouTube side. Hello. Hey, Mr. Leonard. Thank you for always being here. Again, this is episode 2. And if you guys don't already follow me, make sure you follow, subscribe, tap in across all of my platforms. Trucker Brown says the robots. That's it. The robots. Don't just talk about the robots. Make sure you learn about the robots. Make sure you're ready for the robots and your career is ready and you're ready and all of those things, because they're not coming. They're here. And Tammy. Hey, Tammy. She says, hi, Miss Jerry. Good morning. Good morning to you. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you guys so much for being here. We will take a very, very quick break. And we'll be right back.
When it comes to autonomous trucks entering the trucking and transportation industry, up until now, you've only heard bits and pieces, news here, news there. There's been no centralized place for you to learn about autonomous trucks. Join me every Wednesday and Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time as I share information, news, and education on how you can stay prepared for autonomous trucks and autonomy entering the trucking and transportation industry.
All right. So, and make sure you join. Make sure you're here. I'm here every morning, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Actually, tomorrow I have a pre-engagement, so we may be a little bit earlier than 10 a.m. So but I still would love to see you there. Now, so we just talked about Waymo. They have, again, they've scaled back. They're no longer focusing on autonomous trucks. They're focusing on taxis. They're focusing on robo-taxis. If you missed it, I just shared my video of myself riding in a robo-taxi. It was driving by itself. I was in the back seat. I put my seatbelt on, but I was in the back seat, and it was a great experience. If you haven't experienced it, take fear off your list. Take, you know, your opinions about the technology and the software out of your mind and just take the plunge. Go for it. Take the ride. You'll be able to tell your kids and your grandkids that you rode in a car that drove itself, right? The other company, Too Simple, they have scaled all the way back. They've actually had some legal issues and have shifted its focus. Their focus is like totally not on the U.S. market. Their focus is now on in Asia. So they're no longer even a player in this. So there's nothing even to talk about with them. From a legislative challenge perspective, there's been a lot of states where we've got 50 states in our union. Quite a few states have already added laws in regards to and allow autonomous trucking. So I want to share with you, this was just released yesterday by Kodiak Robotics, 25 states. And if you see the states here. So just yesterday, South Dakota and Kentucky became the 24th and 25th states to adopt autonomous vehicle legislation. So half of the states in the union have decided to adopt autonomous vehicle legislation. Half of the states in the union, think about that, have decided to adopt autonomous vehicle legislation. And here you are saying, oh, it's not going to happen. Half of the states in the union have decided to adopt autonomous vehicle legislation. And you're still on the fence that it's never going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen. It is happening right now as we speak. And the only thing that we should do as a people is to prepare, is to upskill and understand what it's bringing, to understand it, embrace it, learn it, and then be the one on the front end, because I'm going to be on the front end. You can be on the back end still saying, oh, it's never going to happen. Oh, this is America and we won't see this in our lifetime. We'll see it in our lifetime and it'll definitely be prevalent and it'll be the norm in our kids. Just like there are so many young adults that I know right now. I can count about 10 on my hand right now that don't drive because they Uber everywhere. Or because they are in an area where there's no need to drive. And so they take Ubers, they take Lyfts. It's like the norm for them. It wasn't this is not our parents' generation. They are not our parents' generation. And so again, I say learn it, embrace it, so that you can be on the front end, the forefront of the change. You can be a pioneer in the change because I will be a pioneer. Will you join me in being a pioneer? So let's get back to our article. This is the article in regards to the current state of AV in the trucking industry. The current state of AV in the trucking industry. And let me pull that article back up. We want to thank again Fleet Maintenance for this amazing article, this amazing breakdown, because it does give a very good depiction of what it looks like, of what things are looking like. Now let's talk about the industry concerns, because there is a major concern among traditional truck drivers and their associations like OIDA, which is the Owner Operator Independent Drivers Association, regarding the safety of autonomous vehicles and the regulatory disparities, the regulatory differences between the human driver and the autonomous trucks. And with that being said, it's just going to take us more the ability to learn more about them, to understand. The autonomous vehicle developers have to be transparent in delivering the results of testing that they're doing. They have to be transparent in everything that is being done from the standpoint of the autonomous vehicles, their release. Make the public, help the public understand, help the public to receive them. Share the testing. We want to know what's going on behind the scenes. And so I think with that, with our messaging, with our positioning, with our knowledge, as we learn more, the people will be more receptive. And they also need to understand how it will affect their jobs. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal because it definitely will be affecting roles. Will it replace a driver? No. Will a driver's role shift? Yeah. Just like roles shifted in the 60s as the Industrial Revolution was happening, we started seeing things made with machines. There were assembly lines. This is the exact same thing. It's just a new revolution. It's the autonomy revolution. So there will be a shift in your role. You will be doing things differently. And I don't know that that's a bad thing. I don't know that that's a bad thing. It's going to help you in some instances. And I'm not just focusing on the autonomous trucks in this article. Of course we are, but I'm talking about automation. I'm talking about AI. I'm talking about different softwares that are going to help you be better at what you do. But if you're closed-minded from the fact of not understanding or not willing to learn, then that's going to be a problem for you. This whole thing is going to be a problem for you if you're closed-minded, if you don't have that willingness to learn. And the two questions that I'm going to talk to you about in our learning segment, you're going to love those, because if you're a learner, you're going to love those questions. You're going to love that. So we'll take a break here. Look, if you are not already tapped in, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you like and share this, because who else is telling you and teaching you and helping you to think about and think outside of a box that everybody puts you in? The ability to learn new things, the ability to upskill, the ability to, you know, reskill and take your knowledge to an entirely new place and new level. Make sure you're tapped in with me. The other thing that I want to share with you is a free ebook. This ebook is, again, it's free 99, and it is on our website, www.lotrecruiting. It's right under Solutions in Digital Downloads. And this ebook helps you to, it just answers the basic questions for you. And if you're on my TikTok, it's right at the link in my bio. I'll also link it here in the description box. But this, if you download this, it's going to help you understand and see and recognize who the key players are. You'll also know where to go to learn about new skills. There's a few courses that you can, free courses. When I say free, I mean free. There may be some, but there's some course recommendations. And so that you can take. Because the first thing that I want you to start thinking about, not because you're a safe driver. I already know you're a safe driver, right? But I want you to think about the skills that come along with those, the communication skills, My focus is on building those soft skills and learning the soft skills that you need to build in order to excel in this environment. Because those soft skills equal human touch. They equal the human touch. And that's a touch that a robot, no, you know, AI will ever have. So download the ebook. Make sure that you are tapped in and connected with me. All right, so we're going to wrap up the article. And with just one last thing that I wanted to share in regards to the article. And that's the potential benefits and the future outlook. Despite the challenges, the regulatory challenges, the concerns from, you know, industry associations and leaders, there's an acknowledgement within the industry that AV technology could be beneficial if proven safe and if regulated appropriately. It could definitely be beneficial. And so there is that knowledge out there. And I have two questions for you, and I want you to drop them in the comments. How do you think driverless trucks will change trucking in the next 5 years? We'll be here. Well, I plan to be here. I'm sure you'll be here as well. How do you think it'll change trucking? What will trucking look like? And are you more worried or reassured by the idea of trucks driving themselves on the roads? That's the question. I'd love to get your feedback. All right, moving right along, because y'all know I can talk. So this article, thank you to the Wall Street Journal. I'm not going to deep dive into this one, but this is in regards to a earnings report that was released by J.B. Hunt just a few days ago. Actually, I think it was yesterday. And I actually got to see, this was on their LinkedIn. I got to see their CEO and president, Shelley Simpson. She talked about, really kind of did a deep dive in what the earnings were and just gave us a high level as to what we're seeing. What we're seeing from a market perspective, because that's just J.B. Hunt. J.B. Hunt just released that they had a decline in both profit and revenue in the first quarter. And that's a big deal. And their release is ahead of some of the other trucking companies, the larger ones that we know that we will hear about very soon. But their release reflected a softening in the U.S. freight market. And their profit, it dropped from $197 million in the same quarter the previous year to $127 million. So a significant drop. Their intermodal and truckload segments both saw a 9% drop. Their integrated capacity solutions, this is their freight brokerage, it experienced a decrease of 22% in loads. And then their dedicated contract services, there was also a decline in the average number of trucks and the overall productivity in the dedicated market. So just to put it in context, J.B. Hunt is the first freight operator to report earnings in this market. And it's a market characterized by weak pricing and an oversupply of trucks. Let me repeat that. Weak pricing and an oversupply of trucks. When you have an oversupply of trucks, you're going to see a few things. You're going to see drops in earnings in reports from companies across the industry. And there's some other things that you're going to see, and I'm going to talk about that from the driver perspective. But I'll end this article, and thank you, Wall Street Journal, for this article. But I'll end it talking about Shelley Simpson, the CEO and president of J.B. Hunt. I like her. I like her. I really genuinely like her because I think and I believe that she cares. She cares about all facets of the business, with a very big emphasis on the people and the people development. That's a big one for me. When you care about your people like that and you're continuously developing your people, and getting in the trenches with your people, J.B. Hunt has the right leader at the helm. They have the right leader. And so it will, time will tell. We'll see. We'll see things. We'll see how things shape up for some of the other companies. But I don't see us coming out of this low freight market anytime soon. So here's my advice to drivers. The very first thing that I'll say, driver, don't be trying to go out and buy a truck, lease a truck, or become an owner. Yes, that is a dream that I know all drivers have. And I encourage you in the right freight market to be an owner. I encourage you to be an owner operator, to be that entrepreneur. But this isn't the right freight market. If J.B. Hunt's earnings were down, just think about all of the owner operators, all of the small carriers that were down as well. And better yet, think about all the owner operators and the small fleet owners who had to close their doors. Because the larger companies, yeah, they have money to sustain in a market like this. They have investors. They have shareholders. Do you have investors? Do you have shareholders? Do you have somebody that can help you sustain in a down freight market for as long as it's going to be down? That's a question. So if you don't go buy a truck right now. And if you can buy a truck, and if you do buy a truck and you can let it sit until the market rebounds, do that. Because this is probably a great time to go buy a truck. But let it sit. Don't do anything with it. Go drive for somebody. And with that being said, if you need to go drive for someone, if you are looking to return to being a company driver, if you are already a company driver and you're looking for a company to get in, give our company a call. We are a recruitment agency first. And we have opportunities. Now, with that being said, I'm going to put our company number here. And our team is standing by to help you with opportunities. But here's the thing. You just heard about J.B. Hunt. You can text our company. Our company number is showing right below. You can text and one of the girls that are on the other side to text back with you, let you know what we've got available. But like I said, you've just heard about J.B. Hunt. The rest of them, I'm looking forward to seeing earnings from some of the other ones. I own stock in some of the other ones, so I'm waiting to hear about it. But here's the thing. This is my advice to you as a driver right now, right here. Be flexible. Be flexible in being able to run. Be flexible in the opportunities that you take. Take what works best for you and your family. Always look for a better pay. Always look for increases in pay. But what we're seeing as an average pay right now is between 45 to 55 cents a mile. That's pre-COVID rates. And what we're seeing, this is my personal opinion, again, as I said in the disclaimer way in the beginning, what we're seeing in the market and what I personally feel is that there's a correction, and the correction is getting back to pre-COVID rates, pre-COVID pay for drivers. So save your money. Don't go splurging and balling out because this is not the time. Team drivers are doing well. I've got team drivers, team lanes. Some of them are like 90, 95 cents a mile to the truck. And if you're interested in a team lane, you already got your partner. And if you guys are doing very, very, you've got a good driving record, a good background, no tickets, no accidents. And I even have some Department of Defense opportunities. you got to be squeaky clean for Department of Defense. You got to be able to get one of those clearances to go and deliver freight in the military bases and locations. So if you're a team or even owner-operator team, have owner-operator team opportunities on the DOD side, text the team. The number scrolling right below if that's something that might interest you. But back to what this means for you as a driver. It's been a tough 18 months and it may get tougher. Now's not the time to demand, 99 cents a mile as a company driver, only running on Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and between the hours. That was funny, I know, but it's a reality. Y'all would not believe what my team hears sometimes from drivers. I only want to run on every other day, and I only want to run between the hours of 8 a.m. and 12 noon. Get me home. But no, this is not the time for that. This is not the time for that. Be grateful if you're averaging 25 to 2,800 miles a week and not sitting a lot. Be grateful for that. All right, so enough on the articles. Let's talk a little bit about some other things. Let's go right into truck driving jobs. I've already talked about a couple, but before we do that, let's take a quick break.
I'm Jerry Banks. Our agency focuses on driver recruitment and driver education. We focus on helping drivers and preparing them for the future of trucking and transportation as autonomous vehicles and automation enters the industry. Our goal is to ensure that you are equipped with the skills that you need to be successful in this new way of life. So make sure you connect with me across all of my platforms, Jerry Banks, Autonomous Trucking. I look forward to connecting with you.
All right. So we got Mr. Leonard. Hello, Mr. Leonard. He says he won't see this in his generation for sure. You may, Mr. Leonard, they already out there. You definitely going to see them now. Maybe not in California because they are giving them the blues. They're giving that Governor Newsom over there the blues about those autonomous trucks. Mr. Leonard also said he thinks it will be just as dangerous as now. I appreciate your feedback, Mr. Leonard. And then lastly, he says, focus on the benefits. Focus on the benefits. That's very important in this market. Definitely look at the benefits of the company. Now, the truck driving job that I want to highlight today, it's a dedicated Dollar Tree truck driving job. It's in the Savannah area, looking for drivers, hiring drivers between Savannah, Brunswick, Jacksonville. It goes all the way, the hiring area, the hiring radius goes all the way south to Palm Coast, Florida, and all the way north to Savannah, Georgia. So looking for a driver with 3 months of experience, good driving record. I can't stress that enough. Good background, no SAP. And also, you, again, like I said, have to have 3 months of experience and you're just pretty much running Florida and Georgia. In this, you may do a few lanes or loads in Alabama and South Carolina, but for the most part, you're running out of Florida and Georgia. Drivers are averaging anywhere between $1,300 to $1,500 a week for those that run three loads. And then, look, let me just say this. $1,300 to $1,500 a week. That's what we're seeing on an average. 13, you may, I do have one company, you got to be squeaky clean, like the best of the best driver. They're averaging anywhere from $1,800 to $2,100 a week as a solo driver, but they only take very, very few. Cream of the crop, top-notch drivers, okay? So, but on an average of between 13, roughly 15 to 1,700, that's about what we're seeing. And if you're making more than that right now, stay right there. Don't move. Sit there until this market rebounds. Stay right there. Okay. This Dollar Tree Savannah, it is a unload. It is 100% driver touch. How hard is driver unload? Is hard. we're moving into the summer. It is hard. But I like this one because it has the freight. It has the opportunity for you to set your clock by potentially going to the same stores, potentially averaging the same amount of money each week so you can set your bills by that amount. And who doesn't shop at dollar stores during a tight market or a tight economy? Me, I'm at Family Dollar. Well, not really Family Dollar. I'm at Dollar General for the most part, simply because it's just like right down the street. I can like almost throw a rock and hit Dollar General. But every Saturday, I'm in there with my $5 off coupon on top of everything else. And the rest of America is probably just like me. I have six kids. So of course, well, they don't all live here anymore. But of course, I want to save as much as I can. And so when we're looking to save, look, when I'm not looking to save, I'm at Target, I'm at Walmart, and everybody else is probably just like me. We're balling out. I'm shopping at Sam's Club, on Amazon, doing all of those things. But in a tough freight market, in a tough economy, we're shopping at the places where we can save. And so this Dollar Tree opportunity, if you're looking for a job, you're in that hiring area. Again, it goes from Savannah all the way south to Palm Coast, Florida. So it covers Savannah, Brunswick, Georgia. It also covers Jacksonville, Florida as well. They're all in the hiring area. If this interests you, you need to text us. Text us at the number that's scrolling down below. One of my team members will be able to help you. A couple of things. Again, you need to have 3 months of experience, no SAP, good driving record, no more than 5 jobs, okay, in the last year. If you are the job hopper, this is not your season. This is not your season if you're a job hopper. Companies are cutting down. They want their retention numbers up. They want to retain drivers, not lose them, okay? And then the last thing, you got to be able to pass a hair drug test. The majority of the companies out here are doing hair. We know that the FMCSA is looking at bringing hair into the industry at some point. They've been talking about it for years and years. They might not have been able to bring it in, but they're working on it. Right now, I think they recently brought in, well, within the last year, brought in the saliva, where they can do the saliva and it counts, okay? So that shouldn't even be anything that we should discuss. Everybody should be, if you're a driver with a Class A CDL, you should be out here being able to go to any company, whether they do hair, whether they do urine, whether they, I don't know, whether they prick your finger for a little bit of blood. Because your CDL is so valuable. It's so valuable. Your knowledge as a CDL holder is so valuable. So why would we take the opportunity to mess that up? All right, so moving right along. And I want to move into, and we're going to go over time today, okay? But that's okay because we're here. We're enjoying each other's company. I have a couple more things that I want to go over with you. And I think it's very important. So again, I want to thank you for being here. Thank you, because there is a lot going on in our industry. There's a lot changing in our industry. And it's very important that you know what's happening, that you're aware of what's happening. And if there's anything that you want me to talk about, text it at the number below, or shoot me an email, and I'll put my email here. And this is my personal email. It goes directly to me. So if there's a topic that you want me to cover, something that you want me to ensure that I make sure that I cover, send me an email. Send me an email and I'd love to talk about it. All right. So I told you that not only would I talk about truck driving jobs, traditional, because you're going to hear me say traditional, you're going to hear me say future or autonomy or automation type jobs. And the traditional truck driving jobs that I share, I work directly with those companies. So make sure you text the number, send me an email, reach out to our team, and we can help you with any of those jobs. These jobs of the future, they're not really jobs of the future because they're jobs that are open right now. But I don't quite work with those companies yet. I'm putting it out there in the universe, in the energy fields. They will want the drivers that we have because you've been educated, you've been upskilled, you recognize the potential, you recognize the benefits, and we are helping you to become brand ambassadors for these future companies. So, companies of the future, autonomous developers, automation companies, contact me. My email is right below. If you are interested in working with our team to help you find the best that will be brand ambassadors and help to usher in change agents for this new future of trucking. So, the company that I'm going to spotlight today from a hiring perspective, career perspective, is Aurora Innovation. Aurora is now hiring for a truck operations specialist 1 out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in their operations department. Let's talk about what that looks like. And as I talk about this, I want you to not just think about, oh, I don't qualify. As I talk about these autonomous truck driving jobs or these autonomous specialist positions, I want you to think about, how can you qualify? What do you need to be doing right now in order to be able to qualify for this position? I'm addressing and I'm sharing positions of the future. Okay, let's get back to it. All right, so this truck operations specialist, again, it is with Aurora Aviation. Who is Aurora? Again, they will be one of the companies that we spotlight, but they are delivering the benefits of self-driving technology. And their tagline, just like Kodiak yesterday, their tagline is building the world's safest driver. Aurora is building it safely, quickly, and broadly, okay? And their goal is to make transportation safer, increasing accessibility, and being more reliable and more efficient than ever before. Their system is the Aurora Driver, but I'm not going to spotlight their company in detail. You can go look that up. This is the website. But I want to talk about what you're going to be doing in this role, what the qualifications are, because you may qualify for this position right now. You may qualify for this position right now. And so in this role, you would safely pilot and co-pilot autonomous semi-trucks and other autonomous vehicles for on-road and closed course testing. You got to be alert. You got to be attentive while monitoring the Aurora Driver. You got to log real-time feedback regarding autonomy and platform performance. You got to escalate if you see any issues and suggest solutions. That's where that problem-solving capability comes in. Like when I'm reading these, I want you to think about, okay, I might not be there, but there might be a problem-solving course that I could take for me to like start thinking outside the box. Because we're on another level now. We're on an entirely different level, okay? Maintain up-to-date knowledge of how self-driving technology works. Understand daily software and operational changes. Work towards quantitative and qualitative goals that impact all of our vehicle operations at Aurora. And look, here's that ambassador I just told you about. Interact with the public as an ambassador for Aurora. Now, I'm on LinkedIn and I'm heavy on LinkedIn. If you don't already connect with me and follow me on LinkedIn, make sure you go follow me. And I talk to the leaders there because that's where the leaders are. They're on LinkedIn. They're not on TikTok. They're not on Instagram. Most of the leaders for these companies are on LinkedIn. Okay. And on LinkedIn, I share tips for ushering in this new change, tips for, from a company leader perspective, for communicating the change, skills, upskilling, reskilling, the whole nine. Okay. And one of the things that I noticed on LinkedIn is that Aurora's people, their people are heavy on LinkedIn. Yes, their leaders are there on LinkedIn, but and Kodiak as well. But I really noticed and really connected with a lot of the LinkedIn Aurora team members. They love where they work. I was communicating with one of the girls in messaging that works there, and she has so many amazing things to say about that company. She talks about everything that she's learned and seeks opportunities to learn more. Okay. And that's the type of person that I believe that they look for, because I just see all of them have that same characteristic, that same, those same qualities. Okay. So, in a future podcast, we'll talk about LinkedIn. We'll talk about the importance of being over there, being where the leaders are, and how that sets you apart. Because this, again, is my personal opinion. And I believe that we're going to get to a place from a recruiting perspective where we're no longer just checking boxes, right? When I mean by checking boxes, I mean recruiters, processors, third-party recruiters, we check a lot of boxes, right? The MVR, your motor vehicle record. Is it good? Is it clean? How many jobs have you had? Your PSP, your pre-employment screening report. Your DAC report. DAC stands for drive a check report. We're looking at all those things. We're trying to see if you're a good fit from the standpoint of safety, from the standpoint of checking the boxes and meeting all the requirements for the insurance and the requirements for the company. And in trucking, trucking is the only industry. It's the only industry, because not that I've been in recruiting or in HR and other industries, but I have been in operations management. I have been on the senior leadership team, where I went to job fairs and represented the company, where I brought in new talent. And it's the only, trucking is the only place in that, in other industry, of course, is aviation, because that's my other love. Trucking is the only industry where we don't do a deeper dive to make sure that individual is the perfect fit for the company. Is we don't have, and there may be some companies out there, and somebody has to tell me the company that does this. In trucking, if you meet the qualifications, you check the boxes, you got a job. That's it. You got a seat in the truck, okay? But I believe we're going to get to a place where you have to do more than meet the boxes. You have to do more than, you know, check all the boxes and just be that warm body in the seat. You have to be more, because you are going to be better face, the face of the customer, which means you need to know customer service. You are going to be working in team setting and team environments, which means you need to know how to be a team player, how to work in a team setting. Those are soft skills. Those are key, crucial soft skills that you need in order to be successful, in order to stand out in a sea of hundreds and hundreds of thousands and thousands over millions of drivers. Okay? Let's go back to their position. So, required qualifications. You need a minimum of 3 years. Minimum of 3 years driving trucks commercially. Okay? A valid driver's license. Well, if you got a valid interstate class A license. Okay? Clean driving record with zero, big deal, 0 points. I've had drivers tell me, oh, I got 2 points. Oh, I got 3 points. Oh, I got 5 points. no 0 points from an autonomous perspective. Excellent communicate. I just said this. Excellent communication skills, both written and verbal. You have to have that. Ability to prioritize and make strategic decisions proactively. You got to be proactive. You got to prioritize. You're already a good prioritizer because you got to prioritize that load and plan and route plan and check the weather and all of those things. But you got to be able to describe that. You got to be able to describe that. All right. Now, ability to travel as needed. Because you may go on the road. You may go speak for the company. You may go to a workshop, a conference and represent the company. You may have to go to one of their hubs across, you know, the country. Because this company right here works in Pittsburgh, and they also have a lot in Texas. They got a lot going on in Texas. Ability to work rotating shifts as needed. Work regular overtime and work some on the weekends. 80% of the shift time is spent in a vehicle. Your vehicle is your office. You're already used to that, okay? But what you may not be doing is driving. You probably will just be observing and taking notes and things like that, passing down information. Got to pass a pre-employment, post-incident, and random drugs testing, according to the FMCSA. Now, do they do hair or urine? I don't know, but you're a professional because it doesn't matter. Okay. 21 years of age, passed DOT physical, meet all the DOT qualifications. Now, those were the required. They have a whole nother list of desired qualifications. And it's important that you see these. And I want you to tell me in the comments, who else has showed you this? Where else are you learning about autonomy, automation? Yesterday, and if you didn't watch yesterday's podcast or you didn't listen to yesterday's podcast, make sure you go back and check it out, because I talked about autonomous forklifts at Walmart Distribution Center. Yes, they're using autonomous forklifts at Walmart Distribution Center. They're piloting it in like 4 states. Well, not piloting it, because they already piloted it and they said it worked. And now they're giving it to the distribution centers to unload the truck, to move the freight around the warehouse. It's the reality, okay? And so if you're that driver, hey, Courtesy, thank you so much. He says, thank you for all you do. Thank you for watching. I appreciate you, love. If you're a driver with your head in the sand and not understanding or not caring, not believing, just angry about all of this, this isn't your industry no more. Okay? This industry belongs to somebody else. This forward thinker, it belongs to the person who is open to change, who sees and recognizes change. And I'm not new to this. I come from a transportation industry family. My son's a trucker, right? And just like I'm preparing you and telling you and sharing this with you, oh, you better believe my son hears it. He hears it. He hears what he needs to be doing right now, you know, where he needs to be, you know, where his focus needs to be to prepare him. Now, I'm just not preparing him, okay? I'm preparing my grandbabies. Because what he does helps them, affects them, okay? So that's one that's not going to be left behind. You better believe that. And if you want to stay in the know, make sure you tap in with me and you're connected with me so you don't be left behind. Because the same thing I'm educating and teaching and sharing with him is the exact same thing that I'll teach and educate and share with you, right? So let's go back to their desired qualifications. So this is a big deal. Truck technician experience. When has a company asked you to have some type of truck technician experience? They want it, but they don't always say it. it looks really good when you have it. And so what does that look like? That looks like you being able to make simple repairs on the truck if needed. That looks like, look, the most valuable person, I think, in this entire industry is the Class A CDL holder who has a Class A, but who also has a mechanic certification. If you got those two things, you are a powerhouse. Because not only can you drive it, but you can repair it. You can fix it. And here's a plug to TikTok trying to kick me off. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still here. Y'all tap the screen over there, okay? To make sure they don't kick me off and think I'm not here. Hey, TikTok. They just listening, okay? They ain't tapping the screen. They ain't doing nothing. Make sure y'all tap the screen so TikTok don't take me out. All right, so the most valuable player in the trucking industry is a truck driver, a Class A CDL holder that has some technician experience, or a Class A CDL holder who is certified, a certified technician to be able to repair these trucks. So a plug to Select Technical Institute. Select Technical Institute is a school in Houston, Texas, and I visited them just, let's see, it's been about a month. I actually met the director, Marshall. Hello, Marshall. And he gave me an amazing tour of their facility. Select Technical is housed within the Freightliner Western Star dealership in Houston, Texas. They are, let me just pull them up here really quick. So they are right out of, right outside of Houston off of 90 and like 610. 610 is like the place where all the semi truck, Freightliner, Mack, all of those guys and gals are. And so Select Technical allows you to get paid while you learn. Okay. They allow you to get paid while you learn to work on Freightliners, Western Stars. And it's a 7-month program that they have over there. It starts every 7 months. I think they add new students every few weeks, every 4 to 6 weeks, I think they add new students. But this program is phenomenal because not only are you going to be certified to work on Freightliners and Western Stars, there's like, you have to learn it from the Freightliner place, right? And to get that certification, it's huge, okay? To be able to physically work on and officially work on, because people work on Freightliners and stuff like that, and they're not like certified, but to officially be able to work at a dealership or work at a company who has Freightliner fleet, you have to be certified with them. And so that's a big deal. And their school offers that. And I want to thank Marshall over there for allowing me to come in. They have over 100 bays. That place has it's housed within Select Transportation because it is a dealership where they sell Freightliners. It is a state-of-the-art facility. They got a movie theater in there, y'all, and a little game room and a weight room. It's amazing. They're doing so many things for their people there. And then listen to this. Not only do you come out with a certification. Now, you do have to commit to working with them for a certain amount of time. And I want to say it's 4 years. But they make money. They're making real money in the technician industry, in the diesel technician industry. And get this, there is a shortage of over 300,000 diesel technicians. Okay. So if you're interested in thinking about, you know, taking that plunge, think no further. Find one in your area. If you're not in Houston, find a program and take your knowledge to another level. Okay. Thank you again, Select Technical. And if you're interested in learning more about Select Technical, make sure you, my number is scrolling on the bottom of the screen. Give me a call. My email is also, let me scroll my email on it because you can email me directly and we can talk about it. And I can connect you with Marshall. I can meet you over there. We can, you know, do a tour. Like, he's ready. He's ready. And my females, my sisters, it's time for us to tap into that industry. Okay, it is time for us to tap into that industry. And look, DJ, hey DJ, I'm in Houston. What's the name of that school? The name of that school is, let me pull it back up. I don't know if you missed it, but it's called Select Technical Institute. Very impressed with that school. Very, very impressed. They have their first class. The first class starts in June. I think it's already full, but they do have new classes coming on. You can go and you can student links. Let me go to student links on their website. They have, if you go to student links, it has a student catalog, their academic calendar, the enrollment process, student code of conduct, courses and degrees they offer. Let's look at that. So looking at the courses and degrees that they offer, let's see here. That takes us to a PDF, and these are all the courses that they offer. So it's one degree. It's the diesel certification, diesel technician certification, but these are all the classes that you would take in that 7-month period, okay? If you're in Houston, I encourage you to look into it, but I'm going to be very, 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 very honest with you. They want serious individuals, okay? They want very serious individuals that are looking to take their career to another level. And you will have to interview. You'll have to talk, of course, to the director there, but you will have to interview with their the manager or director over the technicians at the dealership, because you'll be working for him after you come out of school. And so they want the right people. And if you're really, really interested and you've really thought about it, that's something that you want to do, call me. Send me an email and I'll call you back. Give me your contact information and we can talk about it. And I can do an interview with you, right? And see if you're ready, because I just feel like there's so many opportunities still out here that we need to be able to tap into them. And you need to be prepared and ready for them and ready to step into these new roles. Okay. Getting back into the autonomous trucking specialist, truck operations specialist is what it's called. But I'm looking at the desired qualifications. I talked about the truck technician, the inquisitive attitude, interested in problem solving and solving puzzles. I know my son would be good at this, because the next one down here, it says experience working in a collaborative environment, a team player. But the last one says interest and aptitude for technology, tools, apps, gaming, Adobe Creative Suite. And I'm not talking about my truck driver's son. He plays games too, but my 14-year-old, he plays Call of Duty. And he plays it with his brother, who's 18, and they be yelling across the room, across the hall. One is in one room, one is in the other room. I tell my husband, I said, we call their, because they pay PS5, 6, I don't know, whatever it is, the PlayStation. And we call their PlayStation activities team building. Okay, that's the way I got to look at it. Because they working in teams on Call of Duty. They, you know, figuring out missions. You got to look at it creatively, okay? Because as much as he play, he going to be something. He going to be something great, all right? Tell me if your child or you, okay? It might be you are a gamer and love playing, and what's your favorite game? Let me know. Proficient in G Suite. Got to be proficient in G Suite. So what's G Suite? That's Google Docs. That's Google Sheets. All of the Google tech, the Google software is what they use. Experience in operations, technology, customer service, or the automotive field. Hey. Let's talk about customer service. That's the thing. You have to know customer service. You have to know how to take care of customers. These are all desired qualifications. So if you come in there and you have the required, because I know a lot of you with the required, you meet all these requirements. You check all these little boxes, right? You check every last one of these boxes. But remember, I told you, we move into a place where in our industry where they don't want you to just check boxes. They want you to have these other qualifications. Those are going to set you apart. Now, let's look at the hourly wage, and then we're going to move to our education and wrap up for the day. So the hourly wage, this is entry level, $28 to $36.50. Now, it's probably a range simply because it's determined by your experience, the role, what else you bring to the table, how you did in the interview, how your resume looked, how you carry yourself. And so look, I don't know what company y'all work for now, but do they offer for potential annual bonuses and equity in the company? Of course you got benefits. Annual bonus, what is that? That's extra money in your pocket. That could be some Christmas money. Okay. Mr. Leonard says, back to our technician, if you're an owner operator, you need to learn how to work on your truck, period. Learn some of the basic mechanical things. Mr. Leonard, I'm going to have you on here one day to come talk to us about some of these basic mechanical things that everybody needs to know. Because it being a technician and working on being able to do those things, that helps you problem solve, shows that you're a problem solver, you think outside of the box. Those are all skills. Those are all skills, okay? So we're going to, and DJ says, okay, thank you. You are so welcome. You are so welcome, DJ. Thank y'all so much for tapping in, for watching. I know we're going over. It don't even matter, okay? I got time today. I got time. All right, let's take a very, very quick break, and we will be back. We will close with our learning lane and an opportunity. These are two questions that I want you to think about. One, ask yourself. Two, ask your next company that you're going to go work for.
When it comes to autonomous trucks entering the trucking and transportation industry, up until now, you've only heard bits and pieces, news here, news there. There's been no centralized place for you to learn about autonomous trucks. Join me every Wednesday and Thursday and Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time as I share information, news, and education on how you can stay prepared for autonomous trucks and autonomy entering the trucking and transportation industry.
Hello, hello, welcome back. Welcome back and thank you so much. If you are new here, welcome. I am Jerry Banks. I am the owner and founder of a recruitment and a learning agency. Okay. In our recruitment and learning agency, we recruit for over 50 different trucking companies across the U.S. for traditional truck driving jobs. On the learning side, I host workshops, professional development workshops for our company, Transport EQ, to help you develop, to help you learn, to help you prepare you for what the future of trucking and transportation looks like. All right, so let's close with our learning lane, our lane in learning. So we talked yesterday about adaptability, and that was one of the key skills that I wanted you to look into. I wanted you to learn. Adaptability basically simply means that you are changing. you are willing to learn. You've had to adapt over the years. As a driver, you had to get smarter. You had to learn new technology. Let's give you an example. You went from paper logs to ELDs, okay? You went from using those maps and charts and the little book with the zip codes and all those things to learning how to use a GPS system. You had to learn how to register yourself and in the Drug and Alcohol Clearinghouse. You had to learn about it. You have to get registered. You had to accept those queries. You had to learn how to navigate the clearinghouse. You've been adaptable. You've been adaptable. It's time to take it up another notch, okay? And with that, I'm going to leave you with two questions that I want you to think about. The first question that I ask is a question that you should ask yourself. What have you learned in the last 3 months on your own? It could be anything. Think about that. What have you learned in the last 3 months that your company didn't require you to go to this training or, you know, you were just learning? It could be anything. I had a driver that told me that he took a class on content creation. That's learning. It could be something that you went to YouTube University. That's what I call it, YouTube University, and took the opportunity to learn. My husband is always learning and he's always researching things. He's always looking into things. Yesterday, he learned on YouTube how to. So we have a Honda, and it's, I can't remember what year it is, but it's right before 2000. I want to say it's like 2018. I'm never getting rid of that car. Okay. Never. I don't care what you say. That car has, you know, been with me and it has never failed me. It is, knock on wood, it is the best car that I've ever had. And I've had Cadillacs and I've had F-150s and I've driven big trucks. Like, I've driven some cars, but I love that Honda. And so it was doing something. It was like leaking water inside the car on the passenger side on the floor. And so he, instead of us taking it to the mechanic and having them fix it and all those things, he looked on YouTube to figure out like what it was, what was wrong, what the problem was, because I'm sure somebody's had that same problem. And he figured out that it was like a hose in the AC or something and it was clogged. And so he got up under the dashboard and I'm sitting out there in my swing, just rocking and watching like, what is he doing? But then he told me later what he was doing. And so he got under the dashboard and he took this little air pump. It's like a pump that we use to pump a basketball, the balls that the boys play with. And he used that air pump to unclog the clog and then the water just drained out. So we don't have that problem no more. But the question goes back to, what have you learned? And I want you to drop it in the comments. And I want you to tell me, what have you learned in the last 3 months? Because this is what your answer is going to tell me. If you say nothing, then I know a lot of things about you. And if your company asks you this and you say nothing, they're going to learn so many things about you right away. But if you tell me, like the driver told me, I took a class on content creation. Or my husband who went to YouTube and learned how to unclog the AC, whatever hose, something in our Honda. If you tell me that, it's going to tell me a couple things. And I'm going to go over the three things it's going to tell me. It's going to tell me, one, that you take initiative on your own. And you don't wait for somebody else to guide your future, to guide your learnings. Two, you're willing to learn new things. You are willing to go and learn something new, no matter what it is. And three, you value your education in whatever form it may come in. It doesn't have to be a college, you know, degree that you spent 4 years, you know, getting. That's wonderful. Okay. I'm not going to knock college. I have a daughter. She graduates in next month, in 3 weeks. Okay. She spent 4 years. She got a degree. I'm proud of her. She did everything I told her to do along the journey. Okay. I have a son. He's getting ready to go to college. He's going to be a pilot. Okay. Get his four-year degree in aviation management. I don't knock college. But what it tells me is that no matter the form that education, that learning comes in, you value it. Those are the three things that it tells me. You take initiative on your own and you don't wait for someone else to guide and direct you in your future. You're willing to learn new things. There's a willingness and it's there. And you value your learnings no matter what form or what way it comes in. This is important. You have to have those three things. That's very important, okay? And if you look at the truck operations specialist one job description that we just went over, they'll value you if that's you, okay? They'll value that in you. Now, I want you to, this is the question two. This is the question that I want you to ask the company, the next company that you apply for, just to see what they say, because they may not do this. You need to know what type of company you're good getting into so that you know what to expect. The question is, what workshops, what classes, what have you done from a learning perspective has your company done for its drivers lately? What was the last learning opportunity that you gave for your drivers? It could be we brought them all in to the shop and we taught them, you know, how to check the oil, how to change the oil, how to, you know, do anything, right? But when you ask your company this question, the recruiter may not know, the processor may not know. I don't know as a third-party recruiter, but I can find out. That recruiter can find out. And three things that shows. If they come back and they say, yeah, we had a workshop on checking the oil and, you know, getting better fuel. We had a workshop on how to get better fuel efficiency and save money on fuel for the trucks. And everybody learned so many things and they were so happy that, you know, we brought them in and showed them these things. It shows that they developed their people. And no matter what form it is, a workshop, a 20-minute conference call, a 20-minute Zoom, they develop in their people. They invest in their people. They invest in their people and they care about the future of their people and the future of their company. There's more things that, you know, it shows, but that's a company I would want to go work for. Okay. So this has been great. This has been amazing. I am so glad that you stayed here and you watched all the way through. I am so glad that you are a subscriber of this, and I am so glad that you are sharing this information, sharing the podcast with your friends, with your family, with everybody that you can come in contact with, okay? Because this is the place to be to get you ready for what's to come. I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful that you came here. Make sure you tap in tomorrow. Remember tomorrow, I'm normally here every morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. However, tomorrow I will be in a meeting at 10 a.m. So I may either come early. I may come early. I don't know. I'm going to schedule it and you'll know. It may be like 11:30, okay? Because I'm not the best in the morning, okay? Y'all don't want to see me in the morning. Again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for your time. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for your attention. I'm grateful for your comments. I'm grateful for everything that you bring to me and to the development of this show. This show is for you. And again, thank you. I'll see y'all tomorrow.